Good morning. Of course you remember Dan Andrews, this wonderful man, the old premier of Victoria in Australia. Now, I believe that he was the worst during COVID. And he was competing with people like Jacinda Ardern, who was absolutely awful, right? And, you know, Justin Trudeau and all these guys. Dan Andrews was the worst. You know, I think that many of these clips that we see now, these disgusting clips that we see now online, things that happened during COVID, many of them come from Victoria, because I think it was maybe the worst place, thanks to Dan Andrews. You know, guards wrestling a lady for not wearing a mask, almost suffocating her, right? You remember that? I think it's Victoria, right? So all this crazy stuff. Now, there's a story about Dan Andrews. And this is the guy telling the story, and I'm sure it's true. Right? I'll post a link to it. So Dan Andrews now bought some piece of land in the northern part of Victoria, and he called the builder. And the builder came there to look at this place. And when the builder realized that it was Dan Andrews, he said, "I'm not doing it. You can piss off." Imagine the reaction. And the builder said, "I will talk to people in the area, all of them, anyone connected to construction, you know, plumbers, carpenters, bricklayers, all these guys. I will tell them that it's you. It's Dan Andrews." Fantastic, isn't it? And also this, Dan Andrews with some friends went to a restaurant in this hotel, in this town. There's a town there. And when the restaurant realized it was him, they said, they gave him his money back. They refunded him. "We don't want your money here. And you can leave." I love it. Now, what's going to happen? So he's living in this town, and people start talking, right? "Oh, it's Dan Andrews. He's got this place up there, right?" Quite uncomfortable, isn't it? All right. I was listening to Vance, the Vice President of the United States, and he was asked this question: "How are you doing the job differently than Kamala did it?" And Vance was laughing. I'll post a link to this one too. And then he said this: "Well, I don't have 4 shots of vodka before every meeting." Wow, this is really good, really good, isn't it? Now, this guy's got a sense of humor, absolutely. And I think Trump does too. You know, Trump makes me laugh quite often. So what do you think? Are any globalists making you laugh? That's my question. Did anyone ever crack you up? Like Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Macron or Schultz, you know, Sanchez in Spain or Mark Rutte. Did they make you laugh ever? Maybe you laughed at them, right? Keir Starmer. Is he a funny guy? I don't think so. None of them are funny. None of them have a sense of humor. So this is my proposal. Before anyone gets into office as the president or the prime minister, right? So they have an election in a country. But before they get to do the job, the one who is elected, they should prove that they have a sense of humor. Because there's a much bigger chance, better chance, for a guy with the sense of humor to do a good job. And these guys aren't funny. The globalists aren't. they are, if they are anything, well, we can sort of laugh at them, right? Because they are sort of retarded, right? So that's what I suggest. Maybe they should have a stand-up comedy show, right, before they get into office. And if like 70% of the crowd is laughing, then it's fine. Then they should get the job, right? What do you think? It's pretty good, isn't it? All right, I also want to tell you this. This is disgusting, right? Enoch Burke, remember this guy? Teacher in Ireland who refused to use the pronouns in the school. He was put in jail, right? 500 days, I think. Absolutely disgusting. And now this. His bank account has been frozen by the Irish government. £40,000, I think, he had on the account. He couldn't get to it. They froze his bank account. Right. Now, I've seen this now for quite some time. The globalists, they believe they can get away with anything. They feel they are safe. So they don't care anymore. They know, oh, this might be criminal. This is wrong, absolutely wrong, what we are doing. But we'll do it anyway. Yeah, have you seen this? Yeah, it's terrible. By the way, this guy, Enoch Burke, I learned something about this guy. He's very, very good. What do you say, you people in Ireland? He's good, isn't he? He's a great man, isn't he? That's what I learned. And I would support him if I was Irish. I would do something. Maybe he can get into politics or something. He's a great, great man with principles. All right. Yeah, I'll tell you this one too. Trump is shutting down the Department of Education. He's doing it now. That's a great thing. You people are totally useless. You're just making a mess out of education. We just close it down. Brilliant. Well done, Trump. Trump people. Good. That's right. This is how to do it. Get rid of these stupid, retarded bureaucrats. Just get rid of them. Don't pay them. Beautiful. Right. And it's sort of funny too, isn't it? All these idiots, they are out of a job, aren't they? And the Democrats, they are screaming about this, aren't they? Oh, they didn't scream when Biden forced people to take the vaccine or they would lose their jobs. They didn't say anything, right? No, this was fine. This was good. Yeah. Just get rid of them. They didn't take the vaccine. They were competent people, of course, many of them. But these bureaucrats in the Department of Education, what did they do? Yeah, it's insane, isn't it? But it's sort of funny. Yeah, I think it is. These people are, they have to leave their jobs now. All right. Be good.